Boston University women's basketball picks up its second consecutive road win with a 62-55 result at UMass Lowell. We're joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, overall thoughts on how you felt your team performed in the win?
I thought we really adjusted well in the second half. You know, we talked about where our reads were going to be, how we can take care of the ball, getting on the glass more, and I thought we really executed those things. And I thought we had a great fourth quarter down the stretch, getting the stops we needed to get, executing. I thought we had some individuals that were phenomenal. I thought, you know, Allison had a great second half. CeCe was great defensively and on the glass. Audrey was great on the glass. Inez gave us some great minutes, and she had to play the one today, which she hasn't played all year. So road wins are hard to come by, but especially this time of year. So really happy with the outcome.
What did you feel your team executed well in that second half, and then particularly in a 21-point fourth quarter?
Yeah, you know, we talked about getting on the offensive glass even before the game. We had 4 O-boards at half, and then we ended up with 15. So I thought we executed that piece of getting ourselves, you know, extra possessions that way. And then we also talked about taking care of the ball. We had, you know, 11 turnovers at half. We only had 4 in the second half, which was really, really, impressive for us to take care of the ball and value the possession and be able to execute and get shots off of that. So I was really, really happy, you know, especially with those 2 pieces.
You've brought up rebounding before as a point of improvement for your team. Why did you feel that your team did well in that area today with 44 total caroms?
I think, you know, this is the guards getting involved is a big piece of it. Obviously having CeCe back in, and this was her first start, which I was really happy with. She had a great game today and gave us a lot of energy. But when the guards get involved offensively and defensively, I think that makes all the difference. And we've really, you know, tried to push them to help out on the glass. I thought they did that today.
Overall, how did you feel your team responded after Tuesday's game against UAlbany?
I think it was a great response. I think they were really down after that game, and it wasn't, clearly even close to our best performance, and they had a little bit of embarrassment about it. And I thought we had the one day to bounce back and prepare, and we watched the film, and we had breakout sessions, and we really dissected it, and then we really moved on. They didn't carry that into this game, which is not always easy, and so I was really proud of that bounce back.
This is always an interesting time of year where you balance those student athletes having finals, and then you have a little long layover until your next game against Harvard, who's receiving votes in the Associated Press poll. How are you looking at the way that you want to prepare your team with that game coming up in 9 days?
You know, we'll have some good rest. We'll have 2 days off now where they can focus on their exams. Like you said, this is such a stressful time for them, and we definitely want to finish strong in the classroom. And then we have a good chunk to prepare, and we'll use that for individual skill sessions. We'll use that for team stuff, and then we'll have, toward the end of the week, we'll have practice prep, straight focus on Harvard. But those first couple of days will be a little bit of focus on us, too.